Immigration Law Talk Show, presented by the renowned and amazing attorney, Shapir Ali. A unique perspective on immigration law by one of the highest rated lawyers in the Bay Area, California. Brought to you by the Shapir Ali Law Group PC and Emmy Law Help Inc.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, this is Attorney Shapir Ali, and we're going to make, I'm making this video on adjustment of status versus consular processing. This is a very frequently asked question, which one to choose and when you don't have a choice. You can file for an adjustment of status if you're moving from a valid status to a green card. For example, you can be an F1 student visa, B1 student visa, B1 visa, and you can move to what we call an adjustment of status. However, if you fall out of status, you cannot move to an adjustment of status because you are not eligible for that. Then you have to do what we call a consular processing on cases, unless you can benefit from what we call 245i, or you can have a VAWA petition. Under VAWA petition, even if you entered illegally, you were eligible for an adjustment of status because it does away with the illegal entry. Now, there's another issue when a case should be also a change of status versus a consular processing. Oftentimes, we get the question for people on H-1B when they fall out of status, they don't have check stub, their case goes to the consulate. And this is where people get really scared because you have situation where they have a stamp on their passport, but they ultimately don't have what we call the right information, basically, to get. And this is our website here, and we have dealt extensively with cases where people they just lost their job quick on there, and then suddenly you see the adjustment. You cannot do what we call a change of status under the H-1B. So what do they do? So you can still move to another employment if your H-1B has validity or you have time left on your H-1B, but you cannot do it what we call a change of status. And this is becomes a big problem because people are scared to go to the consulate to get a stamp. Just a note, if you already have a stamp on your passport, you don't need to go and get a new stamp under the based on the new company. You just have to get the approval notice 797 and you can just leave the country and come back at the airport. They will give you a new I-94, but there are many issues associated with that. So basically, this video just quickly tells you that when you cannot, but how do you get it? It depends on your situation, and this is where consultation can be very helpful. As for adjustment of status, you have to be in status, and depending how you are adjusting status, if you are adjusting status to marriage, even if you have out of status and your spouse is a US citizen, you can adjust status. You don't need to leave the country. But if your spouse is a permanent resident, you have to prove you maintain status in the US, for example, in an H-1, F-1, or B-1. But certain visas, you cannot adjust status, by the way, like C-1 visa. It depends. Especially the C-1 visa where you're a member of a crew. But the C-1 transit visa, you can adjust status. And also for those who come on K-1, You cannot adjust status unless you marry only to that that person who filed for your K-1. So there are many issues there. When will you choose the consular processing instead of the adjustment of status? In fact, sometimes you don't have a choice. And many people are scared to go to get the stamping because it is scary out there. So the question is, sometimes if we can avoid that, you might want to sit with the lawyer and analyze your case before you make a decision of leaving the country, because you might be barred from entering based on what we call overstay of 180 days. So before you leave, I will recommend you talk to us or talk to a good lawyer, and it's that the lawyer can explain if you have a chance going outside, or if you can just change it here. We had a situation recently where we were very happy, and I posted here, I was looking for it here. And it was when we were successful in a case where they were requesting what we call a complete counselor processing, but we were able to extend the status. And like you see here, he fell out of status, but we were able to fix it. And ultimately, that person was able to get their adjustment of status. So I'm not adjustment of status, was able to just do an extension of status without doing a counselor processing. So all those, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, if you need help with any case on immigration, whether it's H1B, whether it's a B1, F1 student, U visa, you name it, we will be glad to help you. And that video just covers if you should you do a counselor processing or not. It's not really kind of only adjustment of status and versus counselor processing. It's also change of status, extension of status versus counselor processing. And if you like my videos, please subscribe and mention it, like it, and comment. And anything I'm telling you today is purely educational in nature. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any question. Thank you.